So greet each other in the Lord.
那我们在主里边
彼此来问啊。
Yeah, 我们在里面彼此问安。
神爱你，我也爱你。
神 ，God love you, I love you. God loves you, and I love you.
圣经说你又美又善。
The Bible says we are beautiful people.
又美又善，是我所喜悦的。
哎 ，Who I'm delighted.
OK， 大家要捡的。这是圣经讲的。
So this is what the Bible says.
说是你神的子民是又美又善。
So God's children are beautiful and
kind.
And kind.
是我所喜悦的。
And it's whom I delight.
我们要彼此来讲。
We should say that to each other.
Thank you, Jesus.
OK.那我们讲到爱呢，我们首先要爱自己。
So when we talk about love, first of all, we have to love ourselves first.
大家觉得对吗？
Is that right?
对。
对，我们先要来爱我们自己。
Yes, we have to love ourselves first.
那今天我们作为基督徒呢，就是一群聪明的人，因为我们爱我们自己。
As a Christians, we are a group of smart people because we know how to love ourselves first.
所以我们找那个最好的、最大的。
So we are looking for,
最有能力的
for the greatest, the most powerful power out there.
所以我们就这就是爱我们自己最好的方法。
So this is the best way to love ourselves.
我觉得今天我还是要继续讲这个爱，神的爱。
So I felt I should continue on the topic of love.
因为今天人间需要的就是神的爱。
Because what we need here is God's love.
你不管周围发生了什么样的事情，你追根问底呢，都是缺乏了爱。
So no matter what happens, the situation around you, the most ultimate problem is that people lack of love.
或者说缺乏了光，没有光的源头。
Or you can say they are lack of the light, the source of light.
当我们没有爱的时候，没有光的时候呢，我们老去看黑暗的话呢，黑暗永远都在那里。
If we do not have love, we will always look for the darkness. We will live in the darkness and looking at the darkness.
不管我们多么不喜欢黑暗。
So no matter how much you hate darkness,
多么希望黑暗离开。
And how much you wish that the darkness will go away.
但是让黑暗离开的办法不是你天天希望它离开。
So the problem to solve this, no, sorry, the solution to the problem is that you hoping the darkness to go away.
或者你要想办法是用力把它推开。
Or you try all your effort to try to push the darkness away.
但是呢，黑暗并不会离开。
However, the darkness will not go away.
黑暗离开的唯一办法是要把光要打开。
So the only way for the darkness to go is to turn on the light.
那我们就是世上的光，我们要把我们的光要打开。
So we are the light of the earth. We need to turn on our light.
我们每一次的聚集呢，就希望我们的这个光呢，更多的打开。
So every time we gather together, is what we do is to hope all of our lights we can turn on one more time.
啊，我们就现在就是神的生命呢，更多的在我们的里面。
So that God's love will be more in our lives.
所以呢，就是神的生命，圣经里面约翰福音第一章讲呢，就是说。生命在他的里头就成了世人的光。
So, in First John, it says that when the life of Him inside of us, we become the light of the world.
所以呢，这个生命、光和爱都是分不开的。
So life, love, and light is all connected.
The three L's.
Three L's, yeah. 三个 L.
第一个是什么
？What's the first L?
Life.
Life, 生命。
第二个呢
？Light,
光。
So、
第三个呢
？Love,
所以这个是都是从神而来的。
So all of these are from God.
那我们今天再次的呢？我们翻到哥林多前书十三章，我们非常熟悉的一个章节。
So once again, we'll turn to First Corinthians chapter 13.
我来读中文，这个。安娜来读英文，一节一节来读。
So, Pastor Bing will read in Chinese, and I will read in English.
我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，就成了名的锣，响的钹一般。
If I speak in the tongue of man or of angels but do not have love, I am like a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的执事，而且有全备的心、全备的信，叫我能够以伤却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing.
我若见所有的周济穷人，又舍鸡生叫人丰收，却没有爱，仍然与我无异。
If I give all my possessions to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no records of wrongs.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
He always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
爱是永不止息，先知讲道之能，终必归于无有；说方言之能，终必停止；执事也终必归于无有。
Love never fails, but where there is prophecy, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away.
我们再到十三节，如今常存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
So we go all the way to 13, and now these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
我们要看十四章的第一节，你们要追求爱。
So we go to chapter 14, the first verse.Follow the ways of love.
那我们上四个礼拜呢，我们讲了，就是说这个这里讲到这个爱永不止息啊。
So last week we talked about love never fails.
我们如果仔细默想的话呢，它有比较深刻的一些意思在。
So if you meditate on this, and you will see there are deeper meanings.
那生的爱呢，永不止息，就是说它像一个果子呢，结了以后它不会不成熟。
So love never fails is like the fruit that will never fallen without ripen.
啊，那个我上次讲的那个希腊文的这个仔细啊，就是掉下来，那个无花果树被风一吹呢，它就掉下来。
Last week I talked about the word seeds means that a fig tree when it's blown by the wind, the fruit will drop. So the action of dropping the fruit is the word seeds.
就是说爱呢，它永远不会这个果子呢不成熟。
So meaning that the love is just like the fruit, you will never go unripened before it falls.
不成熟它就会掉下来。
So before it unripened and it falls.
啊，他也是讲到这个词呢，用到就是说，一个泉源呢，它就枯竭了，不出水了，也就是 pipto.
Yeah, also it also means pipto means that the spring of water dries up.
所以呢，这个爱呢，永远不会枯竭。
So love will never dry up.
所以中文就翻译作不止息。
That's why the Chinese version of this word is, love will never stop.
因为这个神的爱呢，它总要结出好的果子。
Because God's love will bear good fruits.
它永远会结出好的果子。
And you will always bear good fruits.
就是像我们刚才讲的，光呢进了黑暗里面，它黑暗一定会退却。
Just like what I said earlier, that when lights come, darkness will go away.
当生命来到这个世界上的时候呢，这些破碎这些东西它一定会得到医治。
So when life, true life comes, every brokenness of this earth will be repaired.
所以圣经里面这里讲到最大的就是爱。
So that's why the greatest of these is love.
所以要我们要追求爱。
So that we have to pursue love.
我讲了那个追求啊，它不，有时候我们渐渐追求就过去了。
So last time we talked about pursue as well. Sometimes we say things about pursue, we will just say like.
追求爱呢？圣经里面就是那个追求，就像 Dustin 追求 Anna 那样追求。
So pursue in the Bible is like Dustin pursue Anna, my husband. Dustin.
No, 我知道那个时候啊，我再了解一点。
I knew the times back then.
就说
啊。You know,
我不知道他们具体是我，但哎呀，一开始献24朵花，对吧
？24 roses
。女孩子拒绝。
So the girl might say no.
再来100朵。
And then maybe 100 new roses.
他 说不喜欢，他是继续送。
So even if the girl doesn't like it and he continues to, you know, give the flowers.
这叫追求。
So this is what he meant by pursue.
我讲到这个追求这个意思呢，原来的文字里面就是讲到呢，就是追赶你的敌人呢，直到把他这个杀尽，赶尽杀绝。
So last time I also talked about the word pursue is like you're chasing down your enemy until you have him killed.
那也讲到这个呢，就是圣子用在就逼迫，圣经里面逼迫就是这个词。
And also the word persecution is also the same word, pursue.
It's 雕刻，雕刻。
雕刻 ，yeah, in Greek.
所以呢，就是说，这个词是不是随便的？就是说，你要紧紧抓住不放，你死活要征服它。
So it is a word that we have to take seriously. Like it, you have to hold on to it until like you will never let go of your hands.
意思就是说，你要来征服这个爱，你要把它抓住，你不能让它跑掉。
So meaning that you have to grasp the love, so you have to hold on to it, and then you will never let it go.
因为它太重要。
Because it is so, it's the most important.
它不仅是重要，就是它是一切。
So not only it is important, it is everything.
因为圣经里面讲，神就是爱，这是神性最主要的一部分。
Because the Bible said God is love. The love is the greatest, is the God's quality.
这也是神最早造人的时候呢，最健康的东西就是爱。
And it is also when God first created human, it is the most healthiest thing that is love.
人所需要的也是爱。
So what we need is also love.
人不需要很多的手机，也不需要人工智能。
So men do not need AI or do not need cell phones.
人需要的是爱。
Man needs love.
所以呢，就我们一定要来 pursue.
So that's why we have to pursue 追求。
那上次我也讲了，这个讲到爱呢，就是我们不是一个概念，这里面全用的是动词，我们一定要行动。
So last time I talked about it is love is not a concept, it's all using verbs. So it's something that we have to do with actions.
一定要行动。
We have to do it with our actions.
圣经里面所有的东西都是要行动，这是非常重要。
So everything written in the Bible, we have to act it out.
所以耶稣讲呢，他说，听了我的话就去行的，就是把房子建在磐石上。
So the Bible says, Jesus said that whoever listens to my words and do it, it's just like a man builds his house on a rock.
他说，风吹雨淋水冲撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌。
So when rain comes, when the wind blows, it will, the house will never collapse.
因为他的房子是建在磐石上。
Because the house is built on a solid foundation.
他说，听了我的话不去行的，就像把房子呢建在那里沙土上。
However, whoever listens to my words and do not live by it, it's just like a man builds on a house on a sand.
他说，风吹雨淋撞着那房子呢，房子就倒塌。
So when wind blows, when the rain comes, the house will collapse.
在后面加了一句，倒塌的更大。
And it also added that the it was great collapse, like it collapsed.
我们千万要知道，就是说今天的教会，好多时候我们为什么会？失去吸引力。
So we have to, you know, like reflect ourselves. How come nowadays a lot of church is losing its power attraction?
因为我们很多的话，我们把房子建在沙土上。
Because a lot of words, we are building our house on sand.
我们不知道我们认为建得很好，但外面的人知道你这个房子不安全。
So you might not notice, but however people around us outside, they know that your house is not solid.
不安全。
It's not safe.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
所以呢，这个教会让外面的人不来你建的房子。
That's why the people outside, they do not want to come to this house.
因为是听了我的话，听了很多的话。没有去做。
Because they listen to a lot of words, but they do not do it with their actions.
所以主耶稣说呢，是要把房子建在磐石上，就是听了我的话就去行。
So Jesus said that we have to listen to his words and do it. It's just like us building a house.
那人呢，必须要建房子。
So as men, we need to build houses.
是不是？人都要住房子。
Because all of us need.
我们要建造我们的生命。
We need to build our lives.
我们要有一个安全感。
We need to have security.
但是我们要这个房子呢，一定要建在磐石上。
We need a house that builds on a rock.
这就是行道。
So that is what we call.
说，
exercise what you've been preached.
那我们去行道呢，就是我们就像建一个房子，我们宁可建一个小房子在磐石上，也不要建一个大房子在沙土上。
We rather build a small house on the rock rather than building a big house on sand.
所以呢，我们就听了一句就信一句。
So whatever we listen, we will just do it, like one sentence by sentence.
那我们听了很多又不行呢，最后建房子在沙土上。
If we listened a lot but we do not do any of it, we are building our house on sand.
其实建房子在沙土上呢，比不建房子更糟糕，大家明白吗？
So building your house on a sand is better than not building a house at all.
No.
Worse than not building a house at all. Sorry, my bad.
你想想嘛，就是。如果你建了一个房子在沙土上，地震来的时候呢，就把自己就压死。
就是
那个人没建房子的呢，他活得要稍微长一点。
就是 imagine you are building your house on the sand, and when earthquake comes, the house will collapse, fall on you. Yeah, it's so the person who builds no house at all, he might live a little bit longer.
那所以圣经里面讲呢，他说将来生胖的时候，生胖要从教会开始，就这个意思。好多的这个生胖的意思就是要把它也要来震动，也洁净，对吧
？So the Bible says when the judgment comes, the judgment will first of all come to the church first, like people of God first.
那不是神跟人过不去，而是这些房子呢，他就是存不了。
So it's not God do not like want to
建房子的人自己给把自己压死。
So it's the people who are building the houses has the problem.
那所以光这样的一个教会，一个有生命教会，就是要行道。
So a good a church that full of life is to live by what we've been preached.
但是弟兄姐妹，好多时候有没有感觉到有些东西，你就是圣经里面一些东西呢，听起来莽囊的，有没有这个感觉
？So do you feel it's hard to do some of the things the Bible asks you to do?
大家有这种感觉的人举手。
So if you feel it that way, you can raise your hand.
除了有一两个人没有，别的。
Only some of you don't.
我们要为这一两个人要鼓掌。
我
们
就
行道，
都是
很容易
要鼓掌。
哈利路亚。
That means that it's easy for them to do what they've been asked.
说明呢，神的话正进到你的里面来了。
That means that God's word is in you.
那圣经上怎么说？行道是容易还是难呢
？So what does the Bible say? So is it easy to do what is being said? Yeah, I think so.
约翰一书第三章，约翰一书第五章第三节呢，讲到什么呢
？So of First John chapter 5 and verse 3,
他说呢，我们遵守神的诫命，就是爱他了，并且他的诫命是不能守的。
This is the love of God to obey His command, and His commands are not burdensome. So it's.
那圣经里面讲呢，他说他的命令不能守哎。
So that's what he says. So His commands are easy, are not hard.
是不是说旧约的新约容易一点，旧约难守呢
？Is it because the New Testament is easier than the Old Testament？
那旧约里面怎么讲呢？在这个《生命记》三十章。
So what does the Old Testament say? You turn to Deuteronomy, chapter 30.
对，这里面也讲到什么呢？他说他的诫命是不能守的。我找不见了可以在这里 OK 哈利路亚
So he also said his commands are not hard to,
Not hard
Yeah, not hard
Anyway 肯定有啊我没有胡说
哦，这里
有 OK 十一节我今日所吩咐你的诫命不是你能行的也不是离你很远
So Deuteronomy chapter 30:11 Now that what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you to or beyond your reach.
他说不能行的。
So it is not hard.
那旧约也说不能行，新约也说不能，神说不能行，我们为什么觉得难行呢
？So the Old Testament and the New Testament both say it's not hard to do. So how come you feel hard?
好，现在大家来参与一下，大家可以放松，我们的神呢是很认真的。但是呢，它不是一个很 boring 的。
So now you can all participate and relax yourself. So our God is a serious God, but He is not a boring God.
你觉得哪些话比较难行
？So, what kind of words you think is hard?
或者为什么难行？大家都可以来 pass it， 不然就睡觉了。
So、you can participate. Which patience?
那个那两个说不难行的。
啊。
刚刚不有两个不难行的？
刚开始两个没举手的先。
So those two who do not raise
their
hand. 谁没举手？对对。So who did not raise?
啊，我没举手。
No, those who didn't raise their hand first, they can answer.
Grace 没举手，你讲讲，为什么神的话不难行？
So,
刚才问是神的话如果难行的举手，你没举手，所以呢你就要
开小餐。
So Grace, she didn't raise her hand because when they asked like who do you think that I mean which verse do you think is hard? So she's.
马太福音第十一章二十八节。我告诉你，你说。
那耶稣说就是，啊，我的恶是荣耀，担子是轻省。
Okay.
So he's saying that in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 says, my burden is light, my yoke is easy.
哦，就是说要跟耶稣一起来担当这个担。
Yeah. So that means we have to bear our yoke with Jesus.
啊，这是一个关键。
So this is a key.
对，还有呢，就是大家想想哪句话你觉得比较难行。
So you think about the things that which verse do you think is hard?
Okay, 大家可以 participate.
就打脸那个。打你左边，
还
要给他右边。
哦、oh, ，就是那个 ，if somebody struck your left cheek and then you turn
the
right one，
就是
这样。嗯，还有什么
？Love thy neighbor as thyself， because you have to love yourself and you have to love your neighbor regardless.
Okay, love your neighbor as yourself.
就是爱人如己。
啊，爱人如己比较难。还有什么？爱你的仇敌。
Yeah, love your enemy and you know pray for those who you know persecute you.
感谢。还有别的吗？哪一句比较
？And what else? Which one do you think is hard?
有没有说爱你的老婆是最难？
哈哈哈哈哈。
爱你的老婆比较难。哈
哈哈哈哈。不是爱老婆，是夫相爱比较这个说忍耐。
哦，忍耐就是夫妻之间忍耐这块。
So patience between husband and wife.
长久忍耐，这个是最痛苦的。
长久忍耐。
She's saying that love is 不爱就算了哈。Love is patient, but you have to be always patient.
啊，对对对，是是是。所以我们从人的角度呢，要去爱的话呢，要怎么样？要一般来说都要付出，有两个东西，一个是你会舍。一些东西会舍去，还有一个呢是痛苦，就爱总有这两个东西在。
So love is always comes with you know self-sacrificing, and you have to give up something, and what's the other one? Like
痛苦。
And also pain.
是是，就像耶稣来到钉十字架，他爱我们就要痛苦，给予而且要痛苦。
Jesus loves us. He came to this earth. He needs to endureThe pain on the cross.
但是我现在问的问题不是痛苦不痛苦，是难不难。
So my question is, is painful or not? Is
hard. 保住嘴最难。Yeah.
But what is hard or not? And she's saying like to hold your tongue is hard.
所以呢，就是我们人有很多难的东西。
So for us, there's a lot of difficult things.
但是呢，神说不难。
God said it's not difficult.
这就奇怪了，对不对
？So you might wonder why.
I think if we practice these things, they get easier with time. The first time is going to be the hardest. The second time, maybe not so hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah， 他就说，就第一次都挺难的，然后呢，你多做几次就没有那么难了。
对，感谢主，感谢主。
That's right. Amen.
所以神呢，要我们，他说呢，要我们去 practice 呢。去建房子呢，是为了我们的好处，肯定是好结果，对吧
？So he asks us to build the house to practice what we've been preached. It's a good thing for him to ask us to do.
就是一定是对我们好的。
It is must be beneficial for us.
对周围的人也好。
And also beneficial for people.
对神的国度也好。
And also beneficial for the kingdom of God.
但是我们好多时候为什么觉得难呢
？Then how come a lot of times we felt difficult?
因为我们需要信心。
Because we need to have faith.
或者说怕失去什么东西。
Sometimes we are afraid of losing something.
还有为什么我们比较能嘴能控制呢？就我不多说一句话好像就要失控了，是不是？
And also it is hard, why is it hard for us to hold our tongue? Because sometimes we think if I do not speak, the thing will go
lose control.
Yeah.
但是呢我们多说了一句话是不是就 control 了的？
But if we speak the word, do you think the things will be under control?
Everything is under control.
It is under control.
Even worse.
worse. 对了，所以神的话他一定要让好的结果发生。
So God's word is hoping for good things to come.
但是呢，你要知道，神的话其实是容易的。
But you have to.
我今天要讲这个容易。
But you have to know God's words is easy.
两方面的容易。
So two types of easy.
那第一方面呢？刚才阿文讲的就是有主在我们的身边。
So first of all, when Alvin mentioned that because we have God around us,
这是最主要的。
So that's the most important thing.
第二个呢，就是圣经上讲的这个思想啊，我们要改变思想，这叫做悔改。悔改就是 metanoia， 是改变思想。
And then the second aspect is that we have to renew our mind. That means we have to turn it around. That is also the meaning of repent, renew.
他没有说你。爱你的仇敌，你一定要给他100万块钱。
So, when Bible says love your enemy, he didn't ask you to give your enemy $1,000,000.
It's hard for you because you do not have. 你自己没有一个million。
因为你自己也对。
他也没有说为你的仇敌去断一条腿。
And he never asked you to, you know, sacrifice one of your limbs for your enemy.
他也没有说让你的仇敌把你打一顿。
And he didn't ask your enemy to, you know, to battle with you.
他也没有说呢，你和你的仇敌住在一起，一定要住在一起。
And he never asked you to live with your enemy, you know, like he didn't ask you to live.
关于仇敌爱仇敌的这个圣经里面有几句话，大家来说一下。我们讲圣经的话 ，OK？ 圣经里面说怎么样爱你的仇敌
？So what did the Bible say to how to love your enemy?Pray for your enemy.
他就要为他祷告是吧
？So he says, pray for your enemy.
还要给他。
还要给什么？
把炭火堆在头上。
我炭火堆，太棒了！明天我就准备炭火在那里。
And then the Bible says that you have to give to your enemy. It's just as if you put.
那句话前面讲什么？前面讲什么？前面讲什么
？So what does the verse say before you put in the fire on his head? 他求你就给他。
为他祷告，
所以什么只记得堆炭火。前面讲的呢是什么？
前面讲就是如果弟兄啊有问题，
仇敌
啊，向他这个
跟他要，
向他这个告诉他，如果不听，再找几个人告诉他。
太远了。他说呢，仇敌饿了，你给他吃。仇敌渴了，你给他喝。
So what it says in the beginning of that verse, you put a fire on his head is when your enemy is hungry, you give him food. When he's thirsty, you give him water.
那主说的意思呢？他饿了，你给他东西吃，是不是说你一定要给他好吃的？
So when Bible says you have to give him food when he's hungry, does it mean you have to prepare very very good food for him?
他说给他喝，是不是说你一定要给他喝？最高级的什么水
？So when he's thirsty, you give him something to drink. Does it mean you have to give the best beverage? So that means whatever you have, you just give it to him.
这难还是不难
Is it hard?
No. 那为什么不做呢
？Then how come you don't do it?
因为我们的思想的问题，情绪的问题。
Because we have problem in our mind and also emotional problem.
仇敌，我们记住，我们有个仇敌。
We have to remember we have an enemy.
因为我们的仇敌不让你得到一个朋友。
Because our enemy
还要让你多一个敌人。
Our enemy does not want you to win a friend, but he wants you to have one more enemy.
所以，当我们把敌人化成朋友的时候呢，其实神说的做的方法很简单。你有什么吃的？你今天有个土豆，你就给他土豆，他肯定高兴，仇敌肯定高兴。
So God's way is easy. So whatever you have, you just give to your enemy. If you have only a potato, give him a potato.
加拿大的自来水是免费的，你给他自来水，他渴了喝，他肯定感激你。
So water is free in Canada. So if he's thirsty, give him some water. He will be happy.
我跟你讲，仇敌真的，你给他水，他会非常感激的。
So believe me or not, if your enemy, if he's thirsty, give him water, he will be grateful.
你最好的朋友啊，你给他水不一定感激。
If you give water to your best friend, he might not be grateful.
但是你仇敌，你给他水，他一定感激。
However, if you give water to your enemy, he will be grateful.
那难还是不难呢？
So is it hard?
不难。
我谈的都是容易的，
那圣经上哪句话是难的？
赦免
啊，
赦免人70个7次。
哦，赦免人70个7次。
So whatever, what? So she was saying that whatever being said was easy.
Okay.
And then being asked like whatever, so what else is hard? And I said,
我就举我那个租客的例子，他要诈骗我35000块钱。随便编一个理由，那后来他成了我的仇敌，那是不是他要这钱我就给他
？OK， 发个我不是圣经怎么讲？
No.
圣经。
Yeah. So her question is, she had a tenant who was trying to sue her for $35,000. So does she just give the money away? Because the Bible says you have to give.Water.
那我们要说神的爱，这里讲的是神的爱，神的爱就是真正能够爱到别人来。
So now we're talking about God's love. So God's love is the true love that can touch people.
他说：“你为你的仇敌怎么做什么？祷告。”
So what does the Bible say to do to your enemy is to pray.
神太爱我们了，他知道我们根本不可能做那些做不到的事情，他就是你为他祷告。
So God knows us too much. He knows that we cannot do the things that you know we're supposed to do. So all we can do is to pray.
对了，对。所以你为他祷告，他们又说你一定要把钱拿出来，你要祷告。
So that's why Bible says you don't need to give the money away, but you have to pray for him.
Okay. 我们把钱拿出来，好多时候是人的爱，这个祷告是神的爱。
So a lot of time when we give away money is a way of human love. However, to pray for your enemy is God's love.
Which is a more effective.
哪一个更有效呢？
给钱 more effective. 我告诉你，他那个租客，你给他钱的话，他下一次要你更多。
So if you give the money to that tenant, he might ask you more next time.
而且他越来越饿。
And the person might get hungrier and hungrier.
祷告，神让我们祷告，就是说你把这个事情你做不了 ，give it to me.I will do it.
So when we pray, we just give it to him. 我就把这个事交给神，神来做。
所以神呢，一直要不断的来加强我们的信心，直到祷告的力量。
So that's why we, God is continue to give us faith, so that we will know the power.
所以今天我们讲到爱的话，我们一定要来到爱的源头。
So when we talk about love, we need to come to the source of love.
所以我们最近在星期三特别的操练这个敬拜赞美，为方式来赞美，好多人发现很比较容易了，为什么？神的爱，神的圣灵下来。
So recently we've been practicing how to praise and worship at on Wednesday morning. So a lot of times when we praise and worship, people feel like easier now to worship to praise God.
但是当我们凭着信心，借着神的爱，能够去走出去一步的时候呢，这个爱呢是永不止息，它会很多的源泉开始流，就像一个果子一样，它结了果子以后里面有种子，它继续会结果。
So when we walk in love, it's just like a fruit that bear a fruit. It will continue to grow because it has seeds inside the fruit.
那所以讲到这个爱的时候呢，我们要牺牲一些东西。
When we talk about love, we need to do some kind of sacrifice.
牺牲我们的时间。
So we have to sacrifice our time.
或者说牺牲我们的睡眠。
Our sleep.
牺牲我们的这个金钱。
Our money.
牺牲我们的健康。
Our health.
牺牲我们说话的权利。
Our right to speak.
也许不是牺牲，让我们多休息一下。
So probably not to sacrifice, but you know, asking us to rest.
所以是我们自己觉得要牺牲很多东西。
So it is more like we think we sacrificed.
但是呢，当我们愿意去，第一个，我们有一个心智去这样做的时候，神借着神呢，神就会让我们做出来。
So when we're determined to do it, God's love will help us to do it.
就像 Tamara 刚才的，越做越不难。
Just like what Tamara has said, that once you start doing it, it's getting easier each time.
以后就变成一个习惯，成自然。
And it will become a habit.
所以有人来冒犯你的时候，你立刻就赦免了。
So when some people come and offend you, you can forgive right away.
所以你就很喜乐。
And then you will be always joyful.
别人怎么搞你，你立刻 forgive， 你就很喜乐。
So no matter what other people are doing to you, you will forgive immediately. So you will always have the joy.
所以我们就要去给一些东西，这个呢，我们要去迈出信心的一步。其实神说不能就不能。
So we need to step out in faith because when God says it's not hard, it is not hard.
对，让我们少说话，真的不能。
So
to
speak less, it's not hard.
让我爱仇敌，给一杯凉水，不能。
So to love your enemy, to give him some water, it's not hard.
Forgive, 宽恕别人，不能。
So to forgive, to 饶恕，不难。It's not hard. Forgive is not hard.
以后想到说，哎呦，感谢主，饶恕今天不讨钱啊，赶紧饶恕，哈利路亚。
So next time you
will 没有让我交罚款啊，赶紧。
So next time remember that you know it is easy to forgive. You know you are not losing money. You are not paying a penalty.
因为现在的人好多用金钱来衡量，所以得要用金钱来量一下。
Because a lot of time people like to measure things with money. Maybe sometimes you can measure this with money.
所以那些神让我们做的呢，都不花钱。
So the things that God asks us to do, will not cost you a thing.
为仇敌祷告不花钱。
So to pray for your enemy, you do not.
神去做的。
It's not going to cost you a penny. So the things that God asks you to do will not cost you a penny.
那我就做一个小小的见证呢，让大家也来上来奉献一下。
So I want to share a testimony, and later on you can come up and share as well.
就是当我们给出去一点的时候呢，爱就永不止息。
So it's a testimony about how when you give.And then the love will never cease or stops.
等一会我们也会领圣餐，圣餐的时候我们更加来默想神的爱。
And later on we also have the table of God, the what?
那我经历很多很多，我跟大家一起经历很多的事情。
So I have experienced a lot of things with you guys.
那我就讲讲我自己一个小小的经历。
I want to share one of my testimony.
那我是喜欢传福音。
So I like to tell people about the good news.
传福音的时候呢，好多时候牺牲一些时间。
So when you tell other people about the gospel, you have to sacrifice your time.
在大概20年前的时候呢，我们开小组呢，有一对夫妇，有一个太太就来到我们的中间。
So about 20 years ago, we started our small group, and then one of the couple came, and then the wife came.
他的先生呢，太太愿意信主，但先生呢不来聚会。
So the wife.Wants to believe in God, however, the husband did not want to come.
后来我们就去探访他的先生。
So later on, we went to their house to visit the husband.
那他的先生呢，就觉得最苦恼的一件事情呢，就是说他在加拿大找不到工作。
So for the husband, he felt it is hard for him is because he cannot find a job in Canada.
而且他的英文呢非常差。
And he doesn't speak much English.
所以他非常的沮丧。
So he was quite upset.
那天呢，我们就给他讲了一下，就为他祷告，找一份工作。
So we spoke with him, and then we prayed for him so that he can find a job.
那后来呢，几天之后，就他在多伦多有一个 interview.
So a few days later, he got an interview from Toronto.
那他呢，学的一个专业呢，是一种计算机的一种特别稀有的一种语言，计算机语言，但是是非常 rare.
So his specialty is that he knows a computer language which is very unique.
那他去 interview 的时候呢，他不抱太大的希望。
So when he went for the interview, he didn't have much hope.
但是呢，去了以后呢，那个公司一看，那个公司就要这个懂这种语言的人。
And when he went to the company is only looking for that kind of computer language.
And 后来呢，他就比较担心，他就告诉他们，他说我的语言很差，因为他不知道能不能胜任。
So he was quite worried, and he told them that I cannot speak much English.
那个 interview 他的人怎么讲呢
？You know what the interviewer said?
他说，你的这个语言不重要，那个语言才重要。
He said.This English language is not important. However, the computer language is more important.
就录取了他。
So and he got in.
而且他的工资很高。
And he had a very high salary.
后来去了多伦多呢，他的太太就有机会跟我们联系说，我的先生啊， 现在信主信的非常非常的虔诚。
So after they moved to Toronto, the wife gave us a call and was telling us that now his husband, her husband, is very devoted Christian.
他说他在教会啊，比我要积极的多。
So in the church, he is more fervent than the wife.
就是很参与。
So he likes to participate.
那我讲这个什么意思呢？就是说我只是牺牲一点点的时间。
So what I'm trying to say is, for me, I only need to sacrifice a little bit of my time.
他不是我的仇敌，我也为他祷告。
So I pray for him, even though he's not my enemy.
但是呢，神做事情，对吧？
But God is working.
神就做出很好的事情。
And God is making good things.
而且那个人，我相信他信主以后会有很大的影响力。
And then I believe this person, after he became a Christian, he will have great impact.
Yeah, 我记得当时跟他接触一点，他的性格啊，各方面能力啊，就是说，他是一个非常有影响力的。
Because I know this person and from his character, I know that he is going to be very powerful.
所以他会把更多的爱给出去。
And he can give more love to others.
他会产生更大的影响力。
He will bring greater impact.
所以我这样一点点的实践给予呢，就是说。其实是神在做，就是给这个家庭带来祝福。
So I only sacrifice a little bit of my time. However, I bring great impact onto this family.
而且他们会来祝福更多的人。
And from them, their family, they can impact more people.
那我得到什么
？So what do I get in return?
大家说我得到什么？我肯定得到什么东西。
So
因为这个爱啊，圣经上首先是要让祝福我嘛。我得到什么
？So what do you think I gain?
Empowerment, yeah, 翻译
就是更有能力，更有力量。
Faith is strength, 信心提升。
Yeah.
Amen.
应该得到的一个是能量，还有一个是神的纪念。
神的纪念。So God's reward.
God remembers.
Yeah, God remembers him.
很对，很对 ，very good. 你知道神最喜悦的是什么吗
？Do you know what God likes the most?
圣经里面讲，神喜悦有人有信心，人非有信不能讨神的喜悦。
So God likes us when we have faith, because without faith we can never come to God.
但是当我们讨神喜悦的时候，心会做什么吗
？So when we are pleased, when God is pleased with us, what do you think God will do?
What will God do if He is pleased with you?
Answer all your prayers.
Give you everything.
什么都会做。
当然，太多你用不了，他也不能给你，就是累赘呀。
But of course, too much you cannot handle. So.
所以好多时候不是说神不给我，你不能 handle.
It is not that he cannot give us everything. It is because we.
就像 Mary 和 David 最近要搬家，有些东西还得处理，还得求人给出去。
Just like when Mary and David, they are trying to move out from their house. They have to give away.
所以神就会给我们所需用的一切。
So God is going to give us sufficient like things that we need.
大家知道信心是最主要的在圣经里面
So the Bible The most important thing in the Bible is
讨神喜悦的最主要的因素
So it's one of the key So that you can be a pleasing to God
那从信心里面呢就生出爱心
So from faith You will give birth to love
你说信心你大家读最近在读启示录啊
So recently we've been reading
Revelations. 你知道刚才 David 讲的被神纪念是非常重要的。
So when David said that you've been remembered by God, it is very important.
记得《启示录》里面将在大灾难来临的时候呢，天使说什么？等一下，等一下，等一下，等一下要做什么？他说：“我要把我神仆人的额头上印上我的印。”
So in the Revelation, it says when the great disaster comes, the angel said, "Hold it." So why does he hold it? Because he want to, you know, put the seal on the people who believe in God. No.
Yeah, servants of God. 就是他想要来 seal 那些。他说，将来的灾难来呢，你不会 touch。
So that when the disaster strikes, those disasters will not strike those who have the seal on their forehead.
我想大家肯定要这个印，对吧？
So、
要不要
？I believe all of us want to have the seal, right?
那所以呢，就要有信心，对不对
？So what do we need? We need to have faith.
怎么才有信心呢
？How do we have faith?
就是不断大家一起来经历。
So we have to continue to experience this together.
啊，不断我们去按神的话语去做爱别人的时候，我们一起经历。
So when we continue to love others, like what the Bible tells us, we will experience this together.
我好多时候看到我服侍过的人跟我在一起，我的信心就大增。
So a lot of time when I see the people that I used to minister to, and then I have the faith, and then I have the faith.
这个人应该是二十年前就应该死掉的，他今天还活着，因为神医治了他的疾病。
So maybe
接着我们的祷告。
So a person that should have died 20 years ago, but because of faith, our prayer, so he continued to live. So by this, we have the faith.
所以我跟那个人在一起的时候，我信心就来了。
So when I'm with that person, my faith increases.
因为我跟他一起经历。
Because I have experienced that with him.
所以每一次我看到那个人，我的信心就涨。
So every time I see him, I have the faith.
那今天跟大家一起来经历，对吧
？So today we continue to experience all of this with you.
我们的信心就涨。
We will continue to increase our faith.
Hallelujah.好，我们做个祷告。
So let's pray.
圣灵使得我们再次的说，主啊，你就是爱。
So once again we say you are love.
这个世界需要的就是爱。
And this world needs is love.
让我们再次的宣告，你的话语是不难行的。
Once again we proclaim that your command, your words are not hard.
因为你的轭是容易的，你的担子是轻松。
Because your burden is light, your yoke is easy.
因为你和我们同在。
Because you are with us.
主啊，谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。在十字架上完全赦免了我们。
Thank you that you have forgiven all our sins on the cross.
你不记我们的过犯。
You do not count our mistakes or sins.
啊，让我们成为你的儿女。
We can become your children.
把一切所需用的都供给我们。
And you give us all we need.
让我们能够去接受你的祝福，也成为别人的祝福。
So that we can continue your blessing and also give out your blessings to others.
也祝福继续的来祝福我们下面的奉献。
And also continue to bless our sharings afterwards.
Amen.
Amen.